Good to have you guys out here today. It was an awesome day for us to get back to, doing exactly the things we like, going against one another, and all the work aimed at improvement. Number of things for all of us to go through. That's also as coach what we did, finding some of the things that we do well, some of the things we want to improve on. So really good day. I love the energy for the guys, and it was a great day to get back to work.
Coach Julio, how did the rest sit with him?
I think he's, just from the end of last week, was doing really good. No setbacks at all in the game. So I think that, from here moving forward, he's doing great.
Person and Durant, you're still hopeful to get those guys?
I am for Mike and for JD. I'm hopeful for Wednesday that they're able to fully participate. So they moved around today. So they're kind of following right along plan.
Folks are talking about two things mostly, the turnovers and the pass rush. Pass rush, your specialty, how do you plan to get that moving here?
Yeah, we'll talk about both of them. One, for the pass rush, really comes right down to our technique, and it's definitely an area that I feel like we can improve upon, and we're going to work really hard to do that. From the turnovers, we totally live by the ball, and so for us to have a game where we're -3, it makes it really difficult to win. So we know the importance of it, and we didn't create any defensively, so I believe that was the first game that we didn't have a takeaway in. So both sides, lots of areas to improve, and like I said, we'll give New Orleans credit for the game they played as well.
How do you evaluate your guys? It looks like they're coming, but it's, they're not getting there. Is it moves, or how do they finish? What can you do to help them?
In terms of the pass rush, I think that's, you nailed it right there. In terms of the finish, that's usually what it comes down to, is pass rushers. We'll have some 4-man rush, some 5-man rush, but we went back through all of them, look at pressures, look at the rushes, which fronts are better for us, which ways we convert better. So the good news is there's a lot for us to improve on, and I can't wait to see that happen.
I know you all haven't shown a propensity to blitz much. Is that an option for you moving forward?
Well, I think it's always an option, but as we're getting together in terms of how we want to play our style, it's certainly a part of it, but we'll always do what's best, in terms of how we want to play.
I can only imagine on a rare Sunday to watch some games around the league that Carolina – Seattle might have been a game of interest for you.
Yeah, that was a really hard played game, and I did get to see some of that one. So both teams played incredibly tough. It was just exactly like you thought it would be.
Kind of raised the bar in the NFC South with Carolina winning at Seattle.
You know what? We're not going to concern ourselves too much about the opponents, and our division really comes down to us and the attitude and the style that we play. So that'll be kind of a constant theme for me. We're not going to allow other teams to dictate how we play and what we think. So I love that message about how we play and our own style about it. So. We'll leave it right there.
Great, Jared made a nice play on Thursday. What have you thought about his development?
I think it was the quickness that you really see from Grady. Tackle for a loss, and you felt that quickness. So, yeah, we certainly need to get him some more turns as he's improving week after week.
What do you think he's done personally to get to that point where he's able to contribute so soon?
Well, I think, number one, he came in, in great shape. He had a really good knowledge of the defense. And then he just won't back down as a competitor. He's got great, all the things that you want in terms of trying to improve and trying to get better. He represents all of that. So I think every time he plays, he's just going to keep getting better and better.
Trying to generate some of those turnovers for Reese. He had his first pick against the Titans. What are you seeing out of him as he continues to develop here?
Well, I think, number one, we want to see the communication really ramp up. He's got quickness. He's a really good tackler. And I think the area for him to improve, what we're hoping to see, is that communication on the field, where when you're playing the middle field, you can make all the calls to the guys. So that's what we're really looking for, especially this week.
Coach, is the hump move dead?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still alive and kicking and still really effective. So, it's a real area of emphasis for us, Led, in terms of how we want to rush and how we want to play. So each individual player has some things that you're good at. If you're a good fastball pitcher, you keep throwing it, and that's the same with rushers. So for us, I definitely see that area improving for us.
Overall, coming off the loss, how do you feel like this mini kind of bye week for you guys did?
Well, the only negative part, I thought, one, all players this time of year are dealing with some type of injury. So for us to get back and be as healthy as we are, I'm pleased about that. It's always difficult. We didn't get to write to the information right now to the guys. So they had a good break, and so we went back through the game today. Made sure we made all the corrections, and then we got on the field and went through some of them and then moved ahead as well. So it was a good session for us.
How big is it to have Jake Matthews at left tackle be that real solid, stable presence for you guys?
When we went through the game, it was one of the best games Jake's played, we thought, this year, in terms of the quickness, the movement. So the steps that he's taken each week, you really see the improvement happening. So for him, I thought it was a really good outing.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, everybody, have a good day.
Thanks, Coach.